The National Park Service has been doing this methodical grid scan for four summers. Project Director Jay Glaze in Ashland says they're mapping the lake's floor to help restore fish habitats and see the effects that artificial structures are having on things like spawning reefs.
We have a few restoration projects going out at Apostles and Isle Royale and Picture Rocks where we can get really accurate readings of the structure of the lake floor and get some ideas of things like sand movement, bed load movement along the lake and how that might be impacted by structures like docks.
The mapping is done by a crew using sonar on board a 28-foot aluminum boat appropriately named the Echo. Glaze says the work can be mind-numbing.
Basically, yeah, you're going back and forth all day long. You know, if it's a flat, monotypic area, it can get pretty boring. The occasional thing shows up on your computer screen and it gets your adrenaline going and it wakes you back up again.
And that's happened. He says they're uncovering a few mysteries.
There was one that we mapped at Isle Royale that the park staff actually went and dove with scuba. It turned out it was a previously unidentified barge.
He says they'll dive what looks like other possible sunken boats in the Apostle Islands this summer. The Echo and a plane using lasers have mapped out the lake bottom around 10 of the 22 Apostle Islands, all of the pictured rocks, and parts of Isle Royale. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.